Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time
again. Little Chicago bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage. A lot of stuff there. We've been building that website and improving it, updating it since 1997. We update it every day with new content, new information, new podcasts, new articles, new videos, new poll question this week. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. The blog is there, et cetera, et cetera. Having a great visit with our good friend Bruce Piasecki. He's the author of Doing More with Less. Dr. Bruce has become a great member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about sustainability, but more importantly, what you can expect to be learning from your big business customers, especially those of us who are business-to-business operations. Bruce, you were telling us something. You were about to tell us about a point before we went to the break, if you remember that. And I want you to tell us about, when you're through with that, I want you to tell us about what we learned from the three board members and their expectations for small business.
Yeah, you know, one of the interesting things is in my life, even though I've been a management consultant for 30 years, you hear plenty of stories of what's on the minds of the board or what is keeping them awake at night or why they fired this guy or hired this woman or whatever. But to see three board members from the giant companies sitting in the room with the founders of some small companies, like mm-hmm. we have five founders of companies less than 500 people, was actually a wonderful thing because you're seeing a simpatico of where the board members' worries are coinciding with the small business owners. So let me give you an example. One board member was the 11 years now on the board of GE. His name is Robert Saranga. And I met him because he used to be the dean of management at my alma mater, Cornell University. Mm-hmm. And I've been keeping in touch with him for a couple decades. And what's wonderful is that I was bringing up the case in front of the 70 companies about a project I had nothing to do with, but I'm very impressed by, called Boeing's Dreamliner jet. Mm-hmm. And the advantage, if you visualize the Boeing Dreamliner, it's got three things that small business will love. First, it's got more than 6,000 vendors and mm-hmm. suppliers to it, because that's where real innovation occurs.
Right. Second, and most of those are small businesses.
Exactly. Second, it has the ability to, as the world's population changes and grows, it's going to serve the mid-sized city like Albany, where I have to fly out of, where everything is, you know, two stops to get right. to any megacity.
Right.
It's designed because it reduces noise so substantially, 40%, to come into more highly populated small
airports. The Dreamliner could fly into Albany?
I don't know for a fact, but it's designed for those mid-range.
Yeah, I see.
And what's really cool about it is 20% reduction in fuel, 20% reduction in global climate impact of mm-hmm. that jet fuel as a result, a lot lighter, a lot more durable. And so we're trying to figure out, as a team of 71 companies, how could this thing happen? And the GE board member raises his hand and he says, don't forget, it took an 11-year agreement between GE and Boeing and some other large companies about how we're going to give some price stability to the small inventor so that they could come up with the resins and the... And so what that really
they invested in the innovations that were yet to come.
And that's what sustainability is going to require. It's going to require some more patient capital mm-hmm. and this kind of alliance between the big, the middle, and the small. So I love mm-hmm. that story. Two of the other board members, Jim, one, this wonderful woman who's come back a third time now, Sandra Beach Lynn, and her background is that originally I met her when she was a P&L president at a large chemical company called Celanese, and she headed their high-performance plastics division, Tacona. And I worked for her for several years, and then she became the CEO of Cali Solar, the California solar company dependent on lots of mm-hmm. grants, right? And now she's on the board for the last 5 years of the old Westinghouse, right? Mm-hmm. Her contributions were very much about the tone at the top and how they have to become more sensitive to smaller businesses and stakeholders rather than just shareholders. And it was a very sensitive discussion and an awareness to some abuse. And that's what I loved about when they come into our... She was talking about how difficult it is a board. They might be learning things through social networks that they're not being told through the chain of people reporting up to them. Mm-hmm. And so the world has become more swift and more severe. The third board member is a guy that actually works for my firm now, Steve Percy, who's on 6 boards, 3 of them not-for-profits, mm-hmm. where he provides family legacy money to groups like Resources for the Future, because he's a great man and a
right.
kind heart, but 3 that are like Omnova, where he chairs their audit committee. And I do have to say, even though I've known Steve for 15 years, the general theme that all 3 board members had can be summed up as we've entered a new stage of large business where those that will succeed have to learn how not just to plan and railroad a program through society, they have to instead, from the tone at the top through the P&L officers to the people on the factory floor, they have to evolve a listen and respond kind of strategy mm-hmm. where capitalism competes not only on price and quality and technology, but also in a response to social needs and signals that they're getting. So if anybody wants this, you just email me, bruce@ahcgroup.com, and we can get you some of these presentations
yeah.
because we've received the sanitized public version from each of these board members.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Bruce. And when we come back, I'm going to get Bruce to tell us. We're going to flip around to the other side of the desk, get him to tell us, you know, from our standpoint, what should we be thinking about? What should our strategies be like? What should we be imagining or expecting from our big business customers to be asking us from a sustainability standpoint? The book is called Doing More with Less. Bruce Piasecki is the author. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.